Hello, respected viewers. I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once more. So a fond subscriber requested that I make a video about Philistines. So what is a Philistine? Well, a Philistine is someone of who's got really no cultural interests. Now, this word is a bit contentious because, of course, it's a bastardization of Palestinian, of Philistine. You know, the Philistines in ancient times mentioned in the Bible, the Philistines fighting the Israelites and so on. In Arabic, it's Philistine, which we now call Palestine. So I'm not sure who originally coined this word and suggested these people were uncouth and loutish. But it's not, I don't want to wish to be saying anything remotely anti-Palestinian when I say this. Just to tell you about the etymology of the word. So a Philistine is someone who doesn't care about culture, certainly not about high culture. When it comes to music, they wouldn't have any taste for classical music, wouldn't know the first thing about it, possibly folk music. They might like some modern pop music. I'm no musicologist, as no doubt you can tell. But like when it comes to Terpsichoreanism, would they dance at all? Possibly, but they wouldn't have any penchant for the finer forms of dance, not just to perform it, but actually watch ballet or perhaps folk dancing or something like that. And, you know, I'm no dancer myself. So they probably wouldn't be into kinesthesiology. They might dance just occasionally in a nightclub. But, you know, very few people, I think, are attracted to every single art form or every aspect, even of their own culture, never mind world cultures. But a Philistine is someone who is exceptionally indifferent to culture. You called someone this the other day. I see, Nancy Saint-Ange. Where are you speaking to me from? Because as I observed, I don't care very much about dancing. I like to watch it occasionally, but I know precious little about it. And I like, you know, I remember my music teacher at prep school who was asked, do you like music? Might seem like an idiotic question to ask a music teacher. And he said, some. It'd be like saying, do you like food? Well, almost everybody likes food. I remember being on a course yonks ago, and the person leading the course asked about 50 of us, students in our 20s and 30s, is anybody here who does not like music at all? And there was one chap who raised his hand. So almost everybody finds some form of music that they find thrilling, find emotionally rewarding or whatever, enjoys it. But methinks there are precious few people, probably nobody, who likes everything from scat singing to playing the bongos to the didgeridoo to symphony orchestras to heavy metal or whatever. Most people have got tastes. They prefer this, they like that somewhat, they dislike that totally. Hello there, Vouch. I wonder why you go by Nancy Saint-Ange then. And a Philistine would certainly not be a bibliomane, would scarcely read at all. If he or she had to read this person, tell you to be male more than female, and no, I don't have any datum for that, would tend towards things that are factual, reading things that are strictly necessary, would never dip into poesy, novels, or anything like that, not the finer, more challenging books, so would be very lowbrow, read things absolutely essential. And hey, it takes all types to make a world. And Philistines, they could have certain talents, they could be gifted with a high aptitude for different areas of achievement. They probably wouldn't care over much about the plastic arts, you know, anything visual in terms of paintings, textiles, sculpture, statues, and such like, drawing and so forth. If they did like art, it'd be something really simplistic, not maybe artistic photography. So we are responsible to visual stimuli. We can enjoy things auditorily. So, I mean, nobody would be absolutely Philistine if you're saying no, but everyone has derived some sort of gratification from hearing or seeing or even smelling things. Hadn't thought about being someone of Philistine in the olfactory sense. I don't think being Philistinism isn't something really tactile, unless you count dancing. What else is there? Oh, yeah. And the gastronomic regard. So this person probably have very narrow range of tastes when it came to cuisine, just eat repasts, which were whatever the ordinary food were for their country, things which were quite bland. And they'd be bland. Generally, they'd like banality. So some people like things to be very samey. These people would tend to be anti-intellectual. I have to say tend to, because they might have a prodigious ability for doing things, making things when it comes to technology, or perhaps something scientific or mathematical. But they would not be humanities people. and they would usually have lower emotional intelligence. This would correlate with a rather a lack of social skills, a narrow lexis and so forth, wouldn't have a terribly expressive timbre. Wouldn't really understand others. They might be on transmit about washing machines or air conditioning units or something like that, the periodic table of elements. They might address in a very plain sense. And I would think that conventionality would be the default setting for such people. And they might be fantastic at sports. Even if they don't play it, they might be tremendously interested, might be a football fanatic, watching whatever team follow them around. So I would suspect it correlates with machismo a lot more. So these people are rather incurious, they're set in their ways. So because they're closed-minded, they're just not inquisitive, they're not very open to new experiences. And would have the Semmelweis reflex would be very pronounced in such people, would instantly reject anything new, any new nostra. What else? So they would be not really, I wonder what's over here. They wouldn't do anything that's really exploratory. They might well be xenophobic, even if there are aspects of culture that they find enjoyable. I suspect these would be culture of their own culture, of their own nation, their own social class, their own religion or whatever, their own region. These things might be familiarly based and so forth. So they'd have a marked preference for the familiar and probably a distrust and distaste for the unfamiliar. And just be completely uninquisitive, not wanting to find out, but what's this one's like and who wrote that and can I learn more and what is the deeper message? Might be quite literal people. So superficial, perhaps. So some people are very happy with this surface living, and this is not necessarily wrong. I mean, I'm Philistine compared to some people, certainly in some areas of the arts. So these people would be devoid of all cosmopolitanism. So I think technology and sport may well be their forte. You're neoliberal. All art is quite useless. Wow, that's a good question. Well, it depends. Can it be purposive? What would the purpose of it be? To convey messages, just to provide some pleasure? One derives a aesthetic pleasure from looking at a gorgeous oil painting. Luke, have you never enjoyed any piece of music whatsoever? If you haven't enjoyed one, it might have expressed a certain mood for you, even a sorrowful one. It could be in mourning, like, you know, Chopin's Funeral March or whatever. The pieces of music, they're not all about elation. Some of them are so reflective. Okay. Or they're just representing what some things look like. And there's another debate about art. Does it have to represent something outside of itself? Then there's abstract art, which I think is really degenerate. Oh, you're quoting Oscar Wilde, I see. Will excuse my ignorance, even though I'm quite a fan of his. But what's it be useful for? Oscar Wilde, who of course spent his time scribbling, writing plays, writing, The Soul of Man Under Socialism, that novel, The Picture of Dorian Gray. You may see my video where I visited his grave in Paris. I've been to two houses of his in Dublin, his house in Tite Street, Chelsea, London, and so forth. But I do take your point. Maybe too much is squandered, subsidizing the arts on theatre, on films hardly anyone's going to watch. If you want to go to the opera, fine, you should pay for it. Why should people on minimum wage subsidize rich people going to the opera? Some people have no desire to go to the opera. They want to spend their money on football or alcohol or whatever. And we don't expect other people to subsidize their hobbies. What else? So, yeah, we could waste too much building fantastic, whatever, temples. There's also an architectural sense of Philistinism, just building bland boxes, things which are solely utilitarian. Right, so that's my penny's worth on Philistinism. So please subscribe to my channel and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Another thing, people want better visuals, and I am inclined to do that, but it costs £500 to get a proper camera at least. So please dig deep. All right, goodbye.